Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord began to show us about the nets going out and the harvest and the great harvest that is coming, and it's so important to be strategically positioned. Remember, we shared before that to cross over to the promised land and in this new cycle of life that God is pouring out to us, there was something that we had to stop doing, and that was relying on our own understanding so that your breakthrough anointing could come through. And in this, you know, God begins to strategically position us. And I believe it was, sometime last week when I shared with you that the Lord showed me that. He showed me fellowships of people. And in these fellowships of people, all of a sudden, certain people had a different color on them. In other words, they were like designated. And it's like he showed me, he said, these people are eating junk food. And I thought, what do you mean? He says, my people are eating junk food because they're in the wrong location. Does everybody understand? Even though it's my word, but that word that is for that place is not for them. Does everybody understand this? And he said, my people are eating junk food. And I'm thinking, well, what's going on? He says, I am moving people to get strategically positioned so they can begin to eat healthy food. One of the things that begins to happen is God begins to shake our soul, the area of comfort. You know, there are people who are not progressing because now they're eating junk food. Does everybody understand that? And what God is doing is he's strategically moving his people in certain places so they can begin to eat the right food designated for them. Does everybody understand that? He showed me today. He shared something with me about what he's doing in the area of what he's doing in this ministry. Because sometimes we all get a little discouraged of, where's all the people? How come more people aren't thirsty and hungry? Why aren't more people, you know, on fire for Jesus? Why aren't there more people radical? You know, and then he began to show me again the problem of people being in the wrong place and eating the wrong food. And what he's doing for this harvest is beginning to maneuver people and shift them around. You know, the Bible says that an immature person can't eat meat. Amen? And there are places where people have been drinking milk for so long and desiring meat, and now it's becoming junk food. You know, if you keep feeding a child milk, 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 you know what it does? It gets fat and unhealthy. Amen? Because it's not eating meat. And so I was asking the Lord, you know, well kind of like, what are you doing here? You know, what do you want to do here? And he began to share with me about. Right, and now please don't take this in any way like we're any better than anyone, because that's not what it is. I'm asking God, what is he doing here? I didn't ask him what he's doing anywhere else. What is he doing here? Why are people, why is God sending people here? And he said, first of all, because he does not want to promote pew sitters. Because they just stink anyways, right? That's why they're called pew sitters. Hello? He said this is Holy Ghost Boot Camp, Officers Training School. And he began to show me, did you ever see, do you remember like 2,000 Legions Under the Sea? Did you ever see that? And he showed me this ship. And he said, this is what this ministry is about. And I thought, wow, that ship, man, it plows through stuff. It goes underwater. It goes above water. It goes whatever. He says, that's right. I'm raising up individuals. It's like things are tough here sometimes. And the purpose of it is because he's preparing us for what's coming. He said, there are many who are on the Titanic. And they're partying and praising Jesus. But they don't realize when they hit that iceberg, they're going to sink. And he showed me the Titanic, huge, and all these people and believers are on there praising and worshiping the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And when they got hit, they didn't know how to fight. And they died. And I began to go, wow. And he began to share with me that these ships are coming to dock, and the exchanges are being made at the docks so that people can get on the right ships. Because it's the harvest time. And if you're on the wrong ship, hello? He wants you on the right one. And I began to think, oh my God. And I saw all of these people on wrong ships. And when they were getting bombarded or going through the warfares, they couldn't succeed because there was not enough military individuals like-minded to fight through. See, you know what happens? Then people have to spend more time. There's no time to fight. That's all they're trying to do is rescue one another. Does everybody get it? And then I began to see this. And I'm telling you, I saw that ship of 2,000 legions under the sea. Man, it was cool, you know. And I began to see this ship plowing through ice. And it was able to go underwater and go into places and then come up and pop up on through the ice and come up and attack it and go back down. And it was a ship that was strategically set. Now again, don't take this wrong about we're any better than we're not. God is wanting to do this in fellowships so that people get on the right ships so that they know what to do. You are not going to put an airplane pilot, hello, in a submarine. It's just not, it just don't fit. You know, he's going to try and fly the sub. And it won't work. He only knows certain tactics. Does everybody understand that? So I want you to understand why you're here. And I kept saying, Lord, and what's what, whatever, and everybody's scattered, and the people aren't in the right places. And you know what he said to me? They don't have faith. And I began to go, what's up here? Faith? No, wait a minute. Now, we've talked about faith over and over. Does everybody understand that? Let me share something with you. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the connection to the other side. Does everybody understand that? Faith is associated with the Spirit of the Lord. Faith to the other side. Does everybody understand that? Now listen, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. And he began to share with me seven attributes to faith. And that's what we're going to talk about, seven attributes to faith. Why? Because faith is so important, because too many people are constantly being led by their emotions, by what they think. And you're going to hear this constantly because too many people are being misled. Does everybody get it? And this is seven attributes of faith. Hebrews 11. Is everybody all right? Glory to God. Now you know why you're here. Amen? We are frontline warriors. That's what God has called us to do. Amen? We're to plow in and get through and to get into places. Because most of us have been there. Amen? But we must be sent when it's His time. You know, you cannot send a ship out until everybody is in divine order. Until they know their place. That's why the Bible says you must know who you labor with. Amen? That's what the Bible says. Everybody must do their part for the growth of the body of Christ. Glory to God. But what God wants to do is to be able to multi-train us so that you are not bound to just one thing. You must be ready in season and out. In other words, you must be able to operate every part of the ship. Even though you have a certain part, you have a specific part to play on the ship, but you still must be able to operate everywhere else. Does everybody understand? Why? Because you cannot limit God. It's really time to get God out of the box. Oh, hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 11, and verse 1, would you read it with me? It says, now what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is very powerful. Faith is the realization. Is everybody with me? Faith is the realization that the other side is more of a reality than this. Come on. Faith is a realization that the other side is more of a reality than this side. Are you hearing this? Why? Because faith is what connects you to the other side. Faith is the realization of the reality that the other side is more real than this side. Yeah, but I see and feel and taste and everything on this side, right? But this side is called temporary. Reality is associated with eternity. Are you with me? So we see here now. Now, I want you to do something very important, and don't call this heresy. It will bring more understanding to you in the scripture. While we read this verse again, I want you to remove the comma and just read it all the way through. Are you there? Now read it with me. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the what? For the evidence of things not seen. Wow. That changes the whole thing, doesn't it? Because there is no stop in this verse. Now I want you to read it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith really is. Faith is the realization that the other side is a more of a reality, real, than this side. And that's where, so, you know, I thought, wow, then you know how many people are not walking in faith? And it was like, I got a response. You got my point? That's why people are on the wrong ships. Because they're going where the popularity, hello? They're going where they're falling a flow, a group of people. Well, you know, I've known them for years. Yeah. But has God called you there? Listen, if God's not called you here, you shouldn't be here then. Does everybody understand that? You're in the wrong ship then. But if you really believe God has called you here, then you're on the right ship. Amen? Then that means that God is going to train you. And not the way you expect Him to train you. Hello? Now, did you ever sail on two ships at the same time? It's impossible. Now go to 2 Corinthians 4. Seven attributes of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Now, what is faith? It is the realization and the reality that the other side is more real than this side. That's faith. That means, doesn't the Bible say we're to walk by faith, not by sight? Well, see, people are walking by sight. They're walking according to their carnal senses. They're not walking according to the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit is associated and the promoter of faith. Amen. Why? Well, doesn't the Bible tell us to pray in the Spirit to build up your what? Your most holy faith. Why? Because they're connected. Oh, glory. In verse 16, would you read it? Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. That's faith. You are not looking at the things you see. You are looking at the things you don't see. Hello? Oh, glory. Go on. And then what does it say? For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. Do you know why they're temporary? Because this realm is temporary. And if you're relying on things that are seen, you know what that makes you? Temporary. Oh, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. That's faith. See, so God wants you to begin to look at the things you don't see. That's the reality. That is the true reality. That there is another realm that we're to walk into. So everybody got it? Faith is a realization and confidence that there is another realm more real than the one we're in. Even though this realm hurts you. Did you ever bump your toe? Man, it feels real, don't it? Man, I wish it wasn't real, but man, you know. But faith says, by his stripes I'm healed. So you know what you're doing? You're nullifying this realm. Oh, do you get it? Jesus came into this world and nullified this whole realm everywhere he walked. Everything he had to do, he constantly nullified this realm. Everywhere, he nullified it. Go fishing. Yeah, right. What am I going to do? There's some money in a mouse in a fish's mouth out there. Am I on candid camera? You know? Can you imagine these disciples going, "What is this? Come on, we got to pay taxes." Yeah, I go out there. There's some gold in one of those fishes. Just throw the net in there. He defiled. Does anybody understand that? The carnal understanding. I mean, everybody was buzzing. Wow, wow, you know. Trying to grab hold. Wait a minute. Really? Did you see that, man? Oh, my God. Pinch me. Can you imagine those guys? When they pulled cash out of a fish's mouth. Man, I'd been fishing all day. Where else do you want me to throw that net? Hallelujah. Finally, carp are worth something, you know? Praise God. So faith is a reality that there is an unseen realm more real than the realm you're walking in. Does everybody understand that? That's faith. Faith. Oh, glory. Is everybody all right? Go to Mark 9. 7 attributes of faith. Glory to God. Come on, Jesus defiled all grass. I mean, come on, he walked on water. Amen? I'm telling you, everywhere he went, he nullified the natural realm. Water, no problem. Stand on that. You too, Peter. Come on. You can do this too. Yeah, well, you better command me first. And he did. I command you to come out on this water. Come on. Peter stepped out there. I mean, you got to understand, Peter was an individual that loved Jesus, and he was still struggling with himself. Amen? A little hot-tempered, a little rebellious. But he was the one that was willing to come out and say, listen, man, I like what I see. Why? Because Peter was a little rebellious. According to Peter, Jesus was just like him. Do you get it? Yeah, why? Because Jesus nullified all the natural realm arena. He was like, man, I'm after this guy right here. I love him. I hate taxes, but I love him. I'm going to hang with him if he's going to get paid out of the sea. He just nullifies everything. He was faith. Jesus was faith. See, he was tangible faith. Does everybody understand that? He was evidence of the things that were unseen. Why? Because he was always exposing the unseen. He was faith. That's why when the woman touched him, she got healed. Why? Because she touched faith. She had the realization. Does everybody understand? She had the realization that the other realm was more real than this. That's why she went after him. Oh, glory. She touched faith. Where did I say to go? Mark 9. Glory to God. Are you getting this? Hallelujah. Big harvest, positions, strategies, things are happening. And verse 17, please. Then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they could cast it out, but they could not. And he answered him and said, Oh, what? Faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Now, he wasn't rebuking his disciples. He said, Oh, faithless generation. Now watch this. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, How long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. Now, I want you to understand something. Here's this young child, whatever, or young adult. The father comes up to him and says, Listen, my son's been doing this since a child. Your disciples couldn't cast him out. This spirit looks at Jesus and begins to manifest and convulse. Kid falls to the ground and starts foaming. Jesus didn't go come out in Jesus' name. He didn't even go over there and cast the devil out. You know where he went? He said, How long has this been going on? Does everybody understand that? He asked the Father, How long has this been going on? He didn't even go over there and heal that kid yet. Did he? He went to the Father. How long has this been going on? Since he'd been a child. Why? Because demons can access children. Do you understand? Jesus was revealing now to his disciples. Why? Because they were with him. He was teaching them, listen, demons can come into kids. some children are born with them. Or else he would have just gone and removed the demon. Does everybody get that? What was it? He was training them, wasn't he? He was teaching them about the other side. He was beginning to increase their faith. Why? Because they couldn't cast out that demon. They didn't have the faith. Why? Because the other side was still not a reality to them. They were only doing it because they saw Jesus do it. See, that's when he said, who do men say that I am? And then he said, who do you say that I am? Because what did he want to do? He wanted to bring a relationship of personal and a reality that the other side was more real than this side. That's faith. See, when an individual relies on this side, they nullify faith. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. In verse 22, and after he had thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. Oh, and often he had thrown him into the both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you could do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to them, now he still didn't cast out the devil yet. Right? He's still standing, this kid's still flipping and flapping like a fish out of water, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus said to him, to the Father, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So here Jesus first says, how long has this kid been like this? And the Father's going, come on, will you look at him? And then Jesus looks at the Father and says, well, listen, if you could really believe, all things are possible to those who believe. Come on, dude, what do you want me to do? My kid's still foaming. What do you want me to do? He said, believe. And immediately the father cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that, the people came running together. He rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to a deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly. Ooh. He didn't leave without a fight, did he? Greatly, and came out of him. And the kid became as one dead, so that many said, he's dead. No, he got slain in the spirit. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Does everybody see that? He said, all things are possible to those who what? Believe. That's the first attribute. To what? Believe. Now listen, the word believe means to what? Oh. So if you don't follow, are you walking in faith? No, because you're not following. See, so the first attribute is believe. Does everybody see that? Did you see how faith and belief were connected? He said, what? You faithless generation. Amen? Why are we here? Go to Mark 11. All things are possible to those who follow. Right? All things are possible to those who believe. It's the first attribute of faith. This is how you know whether you're walking in faith or not. Or you're walking by sight. Whether you're on the Titanic. Hello? Or you're on a pirate ship. Or you're on a Wiggles ship. Oh, hallelujah. Or you're on a Disney ship. Oh, yeah. Disney ship is a bunch of granolas. They're nutty and fruity. Ha, ha, ha. And they can cast out a devil since they've been born again. Hello. Okay, Mark 11. Is everybody there? And verse 20, please. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Now you got to understand, Jesus is always showing them the other side. Jesus cursed that tree, didn't he? Next thing you know, a couple days later, they come back. Man, look at that. You killed it by what you spoke. Wow. They were amazed. Faith. Faith killed it. Does everybody understand that? Why? Because he was faith. Doesn't the Bible say that he is the what? Author of your faith. I call him the author and the developer of our faith. Amen. Okay, let's go a little further. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. What, isn't he God? For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Wow. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to ask for things amiss, because the Lord says, you know, he isn't going to allow things to happen. But, you know, sometimes people get them anyways. Oh, Lord, I need this. And they press it in, and faith is activated and they get it and it causes them to stumble. Hello? The first attribute of faith is to what? Believe. 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 So you see the connection between faith and believe. Amen? Praise God. Remember, believe means to what? Follow. So if you're not following, you're not acting in faith. Oh, glory. You know, the Bible says this, that it's faith that pleases God. It says, for without faith, it's impossible to please God, isn't it? And it says, anything that's done without faith is sin. Ooh. If it's done without faith, it's sin. That's why when you pray, now you've asked, you pray, and you thank God, because now you receive. It's amazing how many people that I'll share with them, okay, you want to receive the Holy Spirit? Yes. 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 Okay, did you ask? Yes. Did you receive? No. Yes, you did. But I didn't feel anything. I'm not praying in tongues yet. Did you ask? Yes. Did you receive? No. Yes, you did. Well, now, why not pray? Because you're carnal. You have no faith. Does everybody understand that? Now, the Bible says faith without works is dead. So, you just thank God and you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you mumble and jumble. It will manifest. Because God will not reject faith. Does everybody understand that? I don't care if you sound like a car going in reverse while it's going forward. It's faith. It's faith. See, remember the first attribute is to what? Believe. Hallelujah. It's amazing how many people believe, right? Yeah, glory. And then the devil comes and steals it. And they get all discouraged. Oh, then Moses Mises comes. And they're no longer in faith because they're in the natural realm called the temporary place. It's the temporary place. It's not the holy place. It's not even the outer court. It's the temporary place. And you become temporary. Oh, glory. Would you mind going somewhere? Praise God. Go to John 11 and verse 25, I believe. And Jesus said what? I am the resurrection and the life. He who what? Believes in me, though he may die, shall what? Praise God. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That's what he asked them. Do you believe this? Why? The first attribute of faith is to what? Believe. Oh, glory. The Bible says he who believes will receive forgiveness. Amen? If you believe in the Father, he'll pull you out of darkness. Believe means to follow. Follow. Oh, glory. Go to Mark 16. It says, as you believe, it's accounted to you as righteousness also. Amen? Mark 16. In verse 16. Everybody ought to know the scripture. Glory to God. Mark 16, verse 16. He who what? Believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will what? Cast out demons. Hallelujah. He didn't say in my name they get a Mercedes. He said, he wasn't using, don't use my name for your carnality. He who believes or he who follows will cast out devils. Hallelujah. That's faith, isn't it? And they will speak with new tongues. Whoa. Well, I haven't gotten tongues yet. Well, who told you that? Did you ask? Well, yeah. Did you believe? That means to what? Follow. Well, so you didn't believe. You doubted. And the Bible says anybody that doubts, don't expect anything. Why? Because they're not in faith. Only faith. Only faith moves God. Not your needs. Not your tears. Not your condition. Not your fears. Not your circumstances. Not your worries. Only faith moves God. Hello? So when we get together and dance around and praise and worship the Lord, we're moving in faith. And the one that's sitting there twiddling their thumbs is not moving in faith. Does everybody understand that? So if they're not moving in faith, are they going to get anything? No, because it's faith that pleases God. Does everybody get it? Oh, hallelujah. It says that they'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hey, I lay hands on myself. Hello? Man, when I'm not feeling good, I'll anoint myself. Bible says, get the elders of the church. Praise God, give me that anointing oil. You know? Two shots of anointing oil and you're slipping. You're loosed. Just lay your hands on yourself. You can baptize yourself in the tub. It's faith. Hello. Glory to God. Go to Hebrews 11:6.
believe.
That means to follow. Follow what? Follow what he says. That's the first attribute of faith. Believe. See, there's too much of, and the Bible tells us that in the latter days, many will go to and fro in places to tickle their ears so that they're going to look for some place that's going to agree with how they feel. Hello? Remember, it's not about a feeling. That's Satan's greatest weapon is deception. And you know that his doctrine, one of his main scriptures of his writings is, do what thou feel like. Hello? Now, the Bible says that we're to have discipline and control so we don't do the things that we desire. We are no longer slaves to sin. Amen? But we are slaves to righteousness. Hebrews 11:6, please. Would you read it with me? But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, so you know why people don't seek him? Because they don't have no faith. Then they cry, God ain't doing nothing in their life. They don't have faith. God moves by faith. Amen? Does everybody understand that? The first attribute is to what? Believe. The second attribute is to trust. Because if you're not walking in faith, you can't trust. Does everybody get it? Glory. Go to Proverbs 3. You know, many times people are relying on themselves. You understand that? They're relying on their talents, their knowledge, and their knowledge, and you know? Them. People are relying on their finances. You know why people don't tithe? Because they have no faith. You know why people don't, it says tithe and offer. You know why people don't get offerings? They have no faith. But they can't claim to be believers. But they have no faith. They are so caught up in temporary. They have no faith. But I come to church. That's good. There's a lot of believers who come to church and have no faith. Amen? Why? Because they're not following his word. They can't trust. They rely on themselves. Proverbs 3:5, would you read it with me, please? Is everybody there? Praise God. Trust in the Lord with what? Some of your heart. All of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. You cannot. That's why people don't acknowledge the Lord, because they can't trust him. Let me tell you something. If you can't trust God, God can't trust you. This is the second attribute, is trust. The Bible says those who trust the Lord, love surrounds them. And that's in Psalm 32:10. Psalm 32:10, those who trust the Lord, love surrounds them. And Psalm 28:7, it says those who trust the Lord, he is their helper. I'm just giving you some of these because I got a bunch of them. I got all kinds of stuff all over here. And Psalm 84 says, in verse 12, it says, those who trust him are blessed. Now, remember, blessed doesn't mean material. Because the greatest blessing you can have is to know that you please God. I'm blessed. Look at all the stuff I got. Yeah, all of this stuff. Yeah, it's going to look good in hell. It can just add more fire. It will burn real good, man. Look at all this stuff. Hallelujah. Psalm 84:12, blessed is the person that trusts him. Glory to God. Go to Ephesians 1, verse 13 and 14. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, after you followed him, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, right? You got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Now, trust is the second attribute. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, right? And lean not on your own understanding. Do you, and these are areas in every day of your life, are you trusting God? If you're not trusting, you're not walking in faith. If you're not believing and following, you're not walking in faith. Amen? The third attribute is obey in obedience. Obey in obedience. Ooh, glory. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Obey in obedience. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? See, when people rely on their sacrifices instead of obeying the voice of God, they are not walking in faith. Does everybody get it? But you don't know what I've given up for you. Well, that ain't faith. You don't know what he gave up for you. Because if you did, you wouldn't be saying that. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So when there is disobedience, it's associated with witchcraft. Why? Because if it's not in faith, it's what? Sin. Does everybody understand that? Obedience. Glory to God. Let's go to Romans 5. Seven attributes to faith. Romans chapter 5. In verse 19, I believe. For as by one man's disobedience, many were what? Made sinners. So also by one man's obedience, many will be made what? Made righteous. Do you understand that your obedience affects everybody? And your disobedience affects everybody. Think about it. Think how many people are affected by your disobedience and how many people are affected by your obedience. Wow. Hebrews 13. In verse 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who what? Rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Wow. So he's saying, listen, you need to obey those who God's put rule over you at your jobs and so forth. And it's amazing how people will obey the things at job, but they won't obey the people that are over them spiritually. Amen? You know why? No faith. No faith. Does everybody understand that? No faith. While we're in Hebrews, go to chapter 11 and verse 8. It says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive it as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. So many people, because they rely on the carnality, I ain't going unless I know what I'm doing. What am I going there for? Why? How? When? What? For what? I ain't doing that. Why not? Because I don't know what I'm doing. Well, then you're not walking in faith. Does everybody get it? That's what? That's disobedience, isn't it? People, you know what? God isn't going to explain everything to you. And he doesn't have to. Do we desire he would? Yeah. I'd like to have the whole plan. Of course, I'd probably try to alter it. That's why he doesn't give it to me. Then I wouldn't be walking in faith, would I? I'd be going according to the plan. And what if he wanted to change the plan? I'd say, no, God, this can't be you. I got it all written out right here. How many of you know God can change the plan? You know when people get caught up in the plan? That's where people chase the vision instead of the Lord. People are out chasing visions, and God changes, and they're still out there going chasing the vision. Yeah, look, I want to do this for God, man. This vision's going to come to pass if I kill somebody. The Bible says, wait on the Lord, and he'll bring it to pass. People are still trying to manifest their own vision. Does everybody get it? They're out there chasing the vision instead of chasing the Lord. And then the Lord changes courses, and they're still running off the boat. No life preserver, no nothing. And they sink. Then they get a hitchhike from the Titanic. And they get picked up. And there they go again. And you know what happens? They get real cold. The first one attribute is believe. The second one is trust. The third one is obey and obedience. The fourth one is endure. If you are not enduring, you're not walking in faith. You know, there's more people running than enduring. Mm-hmm. James chapter 1. Yes. Mr. Endurance. Are you all right? Amen. Hallelujah. In verse 12, what does it say? Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptation, for when he has been approved. Wow, glory. For when he's been what? Approved. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Do you know when you endure temptation, you get a crown of life? It's time to start building up crowns of life and not stuff. Endure. Endure. Ooh. Well, while we're in James, go to 5:11. It says, indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. That the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Look what happened to Job. He doubled up, didn't he? He lost everything, but he doubled up. Man, God double blessed him, didn't he? He doubled up. Praise God. Oh, glory. Oh, yeah, Matthew 10:22. Let's go there. Matthew 10:22. This will nullify some of the nullify some of this religious doctrine. And in Matthew 10, in verse 22, oh glory. Would you read it with me, please? Is everybody okay? Y'all, you getting this? In verse 22, read it. And you will be what? Hated by what? All for my name's sake. But he who what? Endures to the end will be saved. Whoa. So that means you got to endure to the end. Then you're saved. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. It's a night to endure. By what? Faith. These are attributes. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. Therefore I endure what? A couple things. All things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a what? Faithful saying. For if I died with him and so forth. Okay. But I just want you to understand. He said he endured what? All things. And those who endure to the end shall be saved. The fifth thing is to wait. Wait. Fifth attribute. The first attribute is believe. The second one is trust. The third one is obey in obedience. The fourth one is endure. The fifth one is wait. Glory. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, 31. Come on now. Glory to God. Got to endure. It's a good night to endure. Is everybody there? In verse 31. Wow. In verse, would you read it with me? But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Wow. Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verse 1. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Why? Because he what? Waited. He what? He waited. Now, it doesn't mean you sit there and twiddle your thumbs, amen, and become a couch potato. It means you serve. Everybody's waiting on something from God. But in the meantime of your waiting, he's training. Because when that comes, you'll be waiting on something else. You're going to be waiting till the day you hit the throne on something. Why? Because he wants you to rely on him, doesn't he? Does everybody get it? I guess I better go to one more. I got a bunch of them here. Psalm 27, 14. Psalm 27, 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall what? Strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What are you waiting for? Direction. See, while you're doing what you're doing, you're waiting for direction on something else. Does everybody get it? So you're waiting in faith, aren't you? Why? Because you know he's going to tell you eventually. You know that you're going to find out eventually what you're supposed to do. But in the meantime, you're still doing what you're supposed to be doing until you find out what you're supposed to do. See, now I said that in faith. Now I pray you received in faith. Glory to God. So the first one is believe, the second one is trust, the third one is obey and obedience, the fourth one is endure, the fifth one is wait, the sixth one is surrender and submit. What do you mean? Just what I said. Surrender and submit. Surrender what? Your will. Your ways. Your mind. Your mouth. James 4:7 while we're here. Surrender your carnality. Surrender your family. Surrender. Sever those soul ties. Surrender. But I can't live without her. Bummer. Glory. In verse 7, James 4, 7. James 4, 7, would you read it with me? Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God. You know, one day this woman came up. We just got done praise and worship. You've heard this over and over. I'm going to share it again. And she came up with a crutch, a cane. And she was lifting up. We just got done praise and worship. I just opened my eyes, and there's this woman right in front of me. She said, pray for me. And I heard the Lord say, don't worry, guy, it's not you. Whew, that relieved me. I'm thinking, oh, my God, did I do this enough? Did I do that enough? Am I ready for this? It was like, tsh! It's not you, guy. He slapped a soul out of me. It went flying out, and there was me and him in spirit. I said, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not me. What do you want me to do? Pray for her. Oh, I began to pray for her, and she was falling back. And I didn't see that she didn't have foot there. Her foot was cleft inside, so she was losing her balance. I thought the Lord was touching her. And she was going, oh, oh. I'm thinking, whoa, praise God. And then my wife came and said, hon, her foot's cleft. I went, oh. I said, what do you want me to do now, Lord? He said, cast the serpent out of her leg. So I laid my hands on her knee. I commanded the serpent to leave this leg. He said, now tell her to move what she couldn't. I said, now move what you couldn't. And she, poof, her feet came popping out. She ain't seen her toes in years. She went crazy. So did I. She got her cane and threw it and ran around the church, and I followed her. Yeah, man, I followed her. She was screaming, and so was I. Oh, yes, yes. She'd been paralyzed her whole side for years. Ain't been able to pick up her kids or nothing. And God healed her. She ran around that church. Hello? You know, it's not us. See, faith is trusting in Him. Following Him. Faith is a reality that the other side is more real than this side. One day He brought us to a church and we praised and worshiped, and by faith we were going to do a healing service. And so I said, does anybody need prayer for healing? The whole place came up. I went, oh my God. And there was a woman in the back that had a walker. She couldn't come up. And the Lord said, I want you to go back there and pray for her. So I walked past all these people that were up in front. And I went and got her. And the Lord said, remove that walker. And I removed the walker. He said, now just take her. Rebuke the cancer that's in her legs. And I rebuked the cancer in her legs. And I said, take my hand. And she walked one step, two step. Then she was two step in. And three step in. And we were dancing, man, right around the church. And God healed her. She was out at the mall the next day. I found out. She went shopping all day long. The poor woman couldn't walk. You know, you hold a woman back from shopping. That's tough. So see, we cannot rely on us. That's not faith. Amen. So He says, surrender and submit. Surrender and do what? Submit. Go to 1 Peter 5:5. Glory to God. These are attributes of faith. In verse 5 it says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Wow. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due season. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You know how many people are still out there trying to fix their cares? Oh, Lord, you know this. Oh, yeah. They tell him, Lord, you know, like he doesn't know. Lord, you know this problem I have here. And then they go out and try and fix it, and they just extend the problem. Instead of waiting on God, trusting on God. Does everybody get it? Surrender and submit. There's like a bunch more there. Are you ready for the seventh one? Got your pens? Die and deny. Glory. The seventh attribute is to die and deny. Philippians chapter 1. To die and to deny. Philippians 1. Hallelujah. And verse 21, would you read it? Philippians 1 and verse 21. For to me to what? Live is Christ, and to die is gain. Glory. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Does everybody understand that? We'll go to Romans 6. This is a kicker. Romans 6. This kind of blows the theory of once saved, always saved. It's too bad. Somebody's got to tell the truth, right? Would you start with me in verse 4? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That means the washing of the blood. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should what? Walk in the newness of life. Oh. That means you're not supposed to walk in your ways. Okay. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin, do you see where it says might? I'd like you to highlight that, underline it, circle it, do something. Because might means that you must cooperate. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Does everybody get it? He who has died to himself has been freed from sin. Wow. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. Amen? But here he says, we are to be operating now in the newness of life. So we are to be dead to sin, aren't we? Glory. 1 Corinthians 15. Seven attributes of faith. The first one is believe. The second one is trust. The third one is obey. and obedience. The fourth one is endure. The fifth one is wait. The sixth one is surrender and submit. The seventh one is die and deny. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 36. Foolish one. He must have just said bonehead. What you sow is not made alive unless it what?
Dies.
Unless it what? Dies. Ooh, go to Matthew 16. And verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Wow, those are attributes, aren't they? Of faith. Praise God. Now, I want to share something with you important, and I want to do a couple more scriptures here. The results of faith is always a testimony. Does everybody get it? Now go to Revelation 12. The results of acting in faith, there's always a testimony. See, so you should have warehouses of testimonies if you're operating in faith. Do you get it? And Revelation 12:11, let's read this quickly. The results of faith are always testimonies. In Revelation 12:11, and it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Why? Because they live by faith. In Hebrews 11, I like Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 and 2. Is everybody there? Hey, let's read this without the comma, okay? Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtain a what? Good testimony. I'm telling you, if you're operating in faith, there's always a testimony. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 5. In verse 10, I believe. Is everybody there? He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe, God has not made him a liar, because he did not believe the testimony that God has given his Son. The results of faith is always a testimony. Does everybody understand? Now, if you are not operating in any one of these, you are not walking in faith. Faith is associated with all seven attributes. Why? Because seven is complete and perfect. These seven attributes are associated and connected with faith. And it's only faith that pleases God. If you are not operating in all of these, you are not walking in faith. Because you can't just trust one area, you must trust all. Does everybody get this? Even when you receive, you must receive by what? Faith. So you're receiving the seed tonight by faith. And you are thanking God for walking in all seven attributes. In any area that you are lacking in, you are no longer going to lack in. You are going to walk in the fullness of faith that you may be called faithful. Everybody got it? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. And wherever we're lacking, forgive us. We surrender all. We trust all. We believe. We'll follow. We'll endure. We'll wait. We'll submit. We'll die. We'll obey. And we'll deny. That Adonai may receive all the glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give him glory. Amen.